ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bechayrus is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Reb Rafael ben Reb Moshe.
We're learning Maseches Bechayrus Daf Mem Ches. The Mishnah says, Mishlei Bichra Ishtai, someone whose wife never gave birth to the oldest Shnei Zecharim, and she gave birth to twin boys, he doesn't know which one is older. So he doesn't know which one's the Bechayr. So the Mishnah, Naisen Hei Slom L'Kayin, he has to give five Slom to the Kayin. It makes no difference which one is the Bechayr. One of them is the Bechayr. He has to pay the one of them. He'll give five slum for whichever one is the Bechar. But let's say one of them died within 30 days. So now, we don't know. If the one that died was the Bechar, he has no mitzvahs Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is only if the son lived for 30 days. But if the son that died was not the Bechar, he has a mitzvahs Pidyon HaBen. He has a suffix. So Av Pater, that's the din by suffix Pidyon HaBen, that you Pater, Meitzim Mechaver, Olav Araya. Let's say the father died and the sons are still alive. So normally the halacha is, if the father did not get to be paid to the sons, so the son has to be paid himself. That's the Gemara in Kedushin, the Mishnah in Kedushin, the Afchavtes. The Braisa, it says the father has to be paid. And if a father is not paid, so you learn that from a pasuk, the son has to be paid himself. So what happens now that the father dies, and each son is a suffix b'chayr? So the Mishnah brings a machlekes sinam. If they didn't split up the money, they're mechuyiv, and if not, they're pater. And Reb Yehuda Eimin eschayvu nechasim, they are mechuyiv either way, even if they split it up because of the shibud nechasim. So the Gemara discusses, are we talking about the father died before 30 days? So the question is just if the sons are mechuyiv, but each son himself would be pater because each son is a suffix. But there the question is, according to Reb Meir, if they both owned the field together, they weren't chalku, so miman of shechik could be gaiva from the field, because he could be gaiva from either one of them. Well, according to Reb Yehuda, even if they were chalku, but the pshat is, that achim shechalku lukuchasein, so either he owes mitzad himself, or he owes mitzad the shibud of that was on his brother, then now he has the chelik, achim shechalku lukuchasein. So that's why you'd have to pay. That was Rabbi Yirmiyah's pshat in the Mishnah. But Rav held, you don't say a miman of shech in such a case, because since each one individually be pater, you wouldn't be able to say miman of shech you could collect from the nechasim or collect from the lukuchais. Like the Gemara says, you can only collect from the nechasim and lukuchais midin arev, and here which each one individual is pater, the leiv is pater, you can't collect from the arev when the leiv is pater. And we'll discuss this. So Rava learns of Pshat that he died after 30 days. He was already chayiv. And here we're talking about that the shibud nechasim. And the Gemara explains what the machlekes is, why after they split it up, there's no longer a shibud nechasim. The Gemara says, because it's not enough to pay all five slum. And if you can't pay all five slum, so then we have a din of chamish v'leichatzi chamish, like the Gemara discusses. And we'll discuss a little bit later in the shir. But now, I want to discuss another shaila, which is not directly negated to the sugya, but the Mishnah mentions this idea that when the father dies, now the sons are mechuyev. And the Alana Sveikis, a lot of discussion in the Peskin, what's taka the din when the father dies before he had a chance to do a pidyon haben? You see, by Mila, the Mishnah Braisa says there in Kedusha Nafchav Tes that the father has to do the Mila. If he doesn't do it, Bez Din has to do the Mila. If neither the father nor the Bez Din does it, when the son becomes the Gadol, he has to do the Mila. It doesn't say anything about Bez Din. It says the father has to do the Pidyon HaBen. If he doesn't do it, then the son has to do the Pidyon HaBen. So as the Seir Shail, there's a lot of discussion in the Peskim Halacha L'maisa. When a tragedy occurs and a young father dies before his firstborn son is born, or before his 30 days, or any time before he made a pidyon haben, do we step in? Could the grandfather make the pidyon haben? Could Beis Din make the pidyon haben? Or do we have to wait until the child becomes a gadol to make the pidyon haben? And the shaila also touches on the lumdus of pidyon haben. What exactly is the lumdus of pidyon haben? How exactly the pidyon haben works? Which is negeya a little bit to the previous sugya, which we didn't get a chance to speak to in the previous shir, the sugya on Mem Zayinim and Beis. Like we'll discuss, it's negeya some of the later sugyas. So we'll go through the inyan. And we'll start with the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch clears another shiloh. He clears a shiloh, what if a katan decides he wants to make a pidyon ben before his bar mitzvah? You have a katan whose father never did the pidyon ben for whatever reason. His father died. Maybe his father's not frum. Or he could have a case where his father's a guy. Any case where the father never did the pidyon ben, the son is not bar mitzvah, he decides he wants to do a pidyon ben, would that work? He could have money. It's shayachin to have money. He can have it be Yerusha, especially in the case where the father died. He could have it through working. Tyson Sanhedrin says in Daf Samach Zayin, if a katan works, he's kind of the money, it's his money. He could have it with Asacharis Maknoisei. He has money. He wants to pay the kayin. He wants to give the kayin 5 slum and do a pidyon ben. So he's titled as Shailah, is pidyon ben a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah to do a pidyon ben? So there you could say that a katan, since he's potter, he doesn't mitzvah in his katan. He's not yetz in the mitzvah. We spoke about this in the previous shiur. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches, that if someone's a shaita, b'shas he eats the matzah, and then he becomes a shaita, he has to eat matzah again. He's not yetz. Before Rosh Gemara, because he was potter. So since he did the mitzvah when he was potter, he's not yetz in the mitzvah. He has to wait till he's a gadol to be yetz in the mitzvah. That's one side. The other side is, it's a perayin chayiv. If a katan owes somebody money, and he pays the money when he's a katan, of course he's yaitzid perayin chayiv. He paid back the chayiv. It's a perayin chayiv. So what's the difference if he's a katan or a gadol? If there's a perayin chayiv, you have a perayin chayiv even though he's a katan, and that's the pinyon aben. The pinyon aben is when there's a perayin chayiv, he paid up the chayiv, and the mela would work even though he's a katan. So he says that lemaisid is a big raid in the achreinim brought down in the Shach and the Taz. In Yerodeus Simon Shinhei, it's on Sif Yud, the Shach and the Taz, they discuss this shaila that we discussed. What's the din if you have a yasim? Could someone make the pinyan aben for him? And they were saying about doing it mitzad schia, and he said that the Shach brings the divrei chamudais from the Taisus Yantif on the Rush that says that as long as he's not in bar chiyuva, it's not going to work. So the Shach and the Taz and the Achreinim that they bring seems like it could work when he's a katan. And the Divrei Chamuda says that since he's not a bar chayuv, it won't work. So he says he thinks they're arguing about this shayla. Is it a perayin chayiv which could work when he's a katan? Or is it a mitzvah which can't work when he's a katan, but he doesn't have the Divrei Chamuda to check up to see exactly what the Divrei Chamuda holds? Now we have the Divrei Chamuda, and he's mashma divinvart. His mashma, just like the father can't be paid to the children, Taich Lamed Yoyim. So see you later about it. Taich Lamed Yoyim, there's a din, the father can't be paid to the pidyon, not Chal Taich Lamed Yoyim. Why they're not royal the pidyon? There's no chi of pidyon, not royal the pidyon. It's a shail if the mayis was still around after Lamed Yoyim, so it could work then. And if it's achla and mayis, there's a whole sugi and lumdis, because the shibit is still chayiv. But the pidyon won't be Chal Taich Lamed Yoyim. And lemaisa uchayishish by nesachul amayis, so if the mayis are returned or they're gone, then you have to do the pidyon again. So the same thing he says, if you're dealing with the bechor himself, he's not mechuyiv until he's bar mitzvah. So mela, since he's not mechuyiv until he's bar mitzvah, he can't do the pidyon. So it's not the vart, like the Minchas Chinuch is saying, it's like eating matzah when you're a katan. That's not the vart. He's comparing it to a pidyon teich lamed. With the vart isn't because the mitzvah is b'shas that the gavra was potter. There the vart is that there is no pidyon aben. There's no mitzvah pidyon aben b'chlal. So the Divrei Chamuda is clearing to say that hu adin, the mitzvah on the b'char himself, with there he's only mechuyev when he's a gadol. So there's no pidyon b'chlal before that. But the Shach says that ain't var of mukhrachim. And l'chayah, the reason is because before 30 days, the vart is, he's not a bar pidyon b'chlal. There is no b'char here. It's like doing the pidyon before he's born or before the wife even became muberis. It's not there. The chi of pidyon, the b'char becomes royal pidyon when he's 30 days old. Mashen Cain, before bar mitzvah, nothing changed mitzad the bechor by the bar mitzvah. He just became a chuyiv in mitzvahs. You see, the father was mechuyiv to be paid in. He is a bechar that's royal opinion. Just happens to be now. No one's mechuyiv to do it. So, sorry, you don't have someone that's mechuyiv to do it yet because he's not a bar mitzvah. But it's different than before 30 days, where then there's no chefs of the chuyiv b'chalal. But anyway, the different chamudas with Nema mitzad the ikke shayla that there is no opinion at ben until it becomes a mitzvah, because once you don't have the father's chiyuv, you only have the bechor's chiyuv. The bechor's chiyuv starts at 13. Until then, it's bechal machach pidyon haben. But that, all the achreinim argue, all the achreinim naman, it's yeshach pidyon haben. You just don't have someone that's mechuyiv to do it because he's pater from the mitzvahs. But on the ikah shayla, there are a few shittas, there are kama shittas in the paiskim about it. Starting from the Divrei Chamudis, it says Bechlal, it's not Shaykh Pidyon Tilos by Mitzvah, because it's like Teich Lamed. But then you have another sheet of the Ramah. The Ramah says, the Eina Av Yochel lived this Ayde Shliach Vagam Ein Bezen Paidin Oise Belo Yav. The father can't be paided through a Shliach, and Bezen can't be paid without the Yav. And the Emes is the Ramah says another interesting thing. It brings from Ma'aril, that's a Ramah later in Sif Tezvav, in Simen Shinhei, that the Maril had written that there was a mice that had happened in Igra where a father was unfortunately killed before a son was born. And he brings him a godler of Nassim. The Maril brings him the godler of Nassim that said that they should take a silver plate, write on it Ben Kohen, and that way he'll know he's not a Kohen. So he'll know that why they write Ben Kohen, because he's like he still belongs to the Kohen. In other words, they didn't do the pidyon yet. So he'll understand when he gets older that there was an opinion because he'll still have the silver plate that's hung around his neck, and he'll do the opinion. So that also sounds very much that you don't do opinion for a child that doesn't have a father. You have to wait till it becomes the gadol. Now the Ramah says even more. He says opinion can't be done ayidei shliach, and the Levush also paskins that way. And the Levush says it's like tzitzis or tefillin. It's a mitzvah you have to do. No one else can do it for you. Just like tzitzis or tefillin. If you tell someone, put on tefillin for me, I'll go to sleep. It doesn't work. You have to put on the tefillin. Tell someone, put on tzitzis for you. I don't want to wear tzitzis. I'll have a shliach to wear tzitzis. It won't work. Who would the pidyon haben? Can't tell a shliach to do the pidyon haben for you. It's a mitzvah that you have to do. So this, all achreinim are very bothered. Why wouldn't it work? There's a din of shluch shalom kamaisai. See, by tzitzis and tefillin, we have a ksais, famous ksais, that says that there, the pshat is your body has to have the tefillin on your body. Shlichus is on a maisa. Right? When you put on tefillin, if your shlich puts on tefillin, it's like you put on the tefillin. But you put on tefillin on his head. That doesn't work, even if you actually put on tefillin. If you put tefillin on his head, that wouldn't work. The tefillin has to be on your head. A shliach can't replace your body, can't eat matzah. It has to go into your throat, it has to go into your stomach, because it's not a maisa. So all these things of the guf, sukkah, achilas matzah, tefillin, tzitzis, these are things that your guf has to do. Mashenkin and mitzah, which is a maisa, like mila, like bedikas chametz, like shchitas pesach, hafroshes truma, asiyas maika, these aren't things that are negated to your body. The pshat is you have to do a certain action. Your shliach does. It's like you did it. Shliach shalom kamaisai. Pidyon haben should also be that way. I have to do the pidyon haben. I send the shliach. What's wrong? Very shver. Achreinim nema not the way. Just the Chassam Sefer in Simon Reish Sadik Zayin and also Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, the Nesivus, his Nechuvah he wrote to the Chem de Shleima. It's printed in Chem de Shleima. Yeridei is Simon Lamin Beis. They say that the Ramah and the Levush meant is if the money is the Shliach's money. If the money is the Shliach's money, so you didn't do anything. If you take money and give it to a Shliach and say, I want you to give this to a Kohen for me to make a Pidyon Haben. So Shliach Shalom Kamaisa, what's wrong? The Ramah and the Levush are talking about where the Shliach's using his money. The Shliach's using his money, so then the Pshat is you didn't do it, you didn't do the Maisa Pidyon, it wasn't done with your money, felt in the mice opinion, and male, that's why it's not opinion, I bet. But that's a shayla if shlichus works, if the father's memana shliach, there, The Raman, the Levush sound like a shliach doesn't work, but all the Achrayim argue, they say a shliach does work. There's a Mefurish Aran in the first parak of Sachem that shliach works. And like we said, some Achrayim learn the Levush and the Ramah that shliach doesn't work if it's the money of the shliach. But then there's the other issue, if Bezdin could do it, particularly if the father's not alive. And the Ramah is saying that if Bezdin can't do it, so there's a tshuva from a sefer called Seder LaDerech, an early sefer, the Shach and the Taz bring it, apparently it was printed around their time. It's a sefer on Chumash. And at the end of Parashas Bo'i, he's matik a tshuva that he wrote about this inyan, about a case in his town where the father died and the wife had a male son and the grandfather wanted to do the Pidyon HaBen. Could they do the Pidyon HaBen? So the Seder LaDerech says he could. And he says it works out Tzchiyah. He brings in the sugya of Torim Mishalei al Shel Chaveray, where we pass and it works. You could do truma from your thing on someone else's, because Zachal Adam Shloi Befanav, he's not losing anything. So who and then you could be paid to somebody else. It would work. Al Zachal Adam Shloi Befanav. That's what he passes to Lachal Amaisa. He sent this shayla to Abitza Katz, who's the son-in-law of the Meralmi Prague, and he sent back to him that, yes, my father-in-law, the Meralmi Prague, also did it. He said more than once that there's a Yasim, someone, a firstborn child, his father died before he was born, and they did the Pinyon HaBen. And he said, other Gedalim agreed to his tshuva. And the Shach, he also completely agrees to the tshuva of the Tzedel L'Derech and Paskins, that you could be paid to, even before the son becomes by mitzvah, you could be paid to him. Now the Taz has a pickbook. The Taz says that it's not necessarily a schia, because he'd want to do the mitzvah himself. The Taz makes a chilik in this between a katan and a gadol. He says a gadol he could do a schia, even though it's not necessarily a schia. It's not 100% a schia, but it works. Mashenk in a katan has to be a schuz gomer. There's no tzad chayiv. And here, maybe he doesn't want people to do the mitzvah for him. If he didn't do the mitzvah for him, when he becomes bar mitzvah, he'll go do the mitzvah himself. He'll get a mitzvah, pinyin haben, he'll give money to the kohen, he'll do a pinyin haben himself. Maybe that's what he wants. Now you're doing the pinyin haben for him, he's not going to be able to do it himself. That's what the Taz says. Taz says that you say it in schia. And schia only works if it's a schuz gomer, if you're doing it for a katan. And the kudus akasev is mayach, he says, no such you say it. There's a ksais in Simon Reishmim Gimel, Sifkatan Zion, where he says he doesn't understand the Sriya here so well. You could be Zaycha for a Katan. You could give money to a Katan. By Tayr Mishalei al Shel Chaveray, that could work because you're not taking anything from him. You fakir, you're just making that your payers should be Truma on his payers. So all you're doing is he's gaining. Now his payers are becoming Mesukin. That's a Sriya. But here, how exactly are you doing it? The ksais is naming on, it has to be the katan's money, and you could be mezaka money to the katan, but how are you going to take away the money from the katan? You could be zacha le'adam, but not me'adam. He says, it wouldn't work to be tayrim, truma of the balakri on his payers. That you can't do. Even if it's a schus, he's getting a mitzvah, and you're saving him the tercha, but it doesn't matter. You're not giving him anything. You're taking truma from his payers. How does that work? You'd have to be a shliach, and a shliach needs a minui. The Ksais learns there's two parishes. There's a parish of Schia, but Schia only works when you be zeicha for someone. Zachin le'adam, he says, not zachin me'adam. And then there's a parish of shlichus, but that needs a minui shlichus. So dafka tari mishaloy al shal chaveray, you're using your money, and that would work to make truma. So that would work, that's a Schia. Mashenki and tari his own payers. So how is the Schia going to work here? Now, the Nekudas HaKesef says pretty clearly, Bein Advarim, that the Schia works, that the Kadin gets the money, and then you take the money away from him to do the Pidyon HaBen. But that's a Ksaisis Taina. How would you manage to get the money away from him? But I saw in the Chaim D'Shleimi, in the Nesivus Tshuva on this topic, he says, the Chaim D'Shleimi, Simon Laman Deis, Tshuva from the Nesivus, he says, once the Kadin has the money, the din is that the Kain can actually take the money away. It's a Gemara above Metziah Daf Avam Adbeis that Safik Becheiris Echad Becherabeim Echad Becherab Adam Takfu kain ein mitziyim miyadeh. If a kain takes the money, it's a safik, you don't take it away from him. And because came by a vade bechar, the kain could just take the money. So all you have to do is be mezakeh the money for the kid, and then you could give it to the kain because he owes it to the kain. The kain could take the money. In the Tzeit al-Aderech, I'm not sure if he means you mezakeh the money to the kid and the kain takes the money. It sounds like he's saying that no, the parsha of Schia is the etzim, it has to be his money. But through the parsha of Schia, I could make the chalais on his behalf, ke'ilu he's making the chalais. I could do the pidyon, ke'ilu he's doing the pidyon. That's how the parsha of Schia would work. That's what the Ksais is bothered with. You're not giving him anything. But maybe that's the word, you're giving him a pnia. You're being paid for him. The etzim, he'd have to be paid himself, or send the shliach. But here, I'm being paid for him. That could work, midin shliach. Not so clear. Now, the Taz has a problem with it. They need a schuz gomer. And here, maybe it's not a schuz gomer. He'd want to do it himself. The shach and the nesivus is a little bit different. You're being zeich the money to the katan. Now the katan owns the money. And then the male of the kayin is going to get it because it belongs to the kayin. Also, din pidyon aben. But the goyin and the machne Ephraim, they say that you don't have to come on to schia b'chlal. Stam, the balt pidyon aben is a chayiv. Pidyon aben is a chayiv, so you can pay someone else's chayiv, and that works. Why not? Why can't you pay someone else's chayiv without the parish of schia? You don't have to come on to the parish of schia zachen. Is it Zachan Lakatan? Is it have to be a schuz gomer? Stop, you're paying the chayiv. So here we have kama shittas. We have the shita of the Raman Levush seemingly that you have to do the mitzvah. They even say a shliach can't do it. That's a bissel shvei. Shliach hasham kamaisai. But the Yisayin Adav, what they seem to be saying is you have to do the mitzvah. No one else can do the mitzvah for you. It's a mitzvah you have to do. That mashmir is vart. Pidyon aben is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, so you have to do the mitzvah. Shals, even if it's a mitzvah, you could send a shliach to do the mitzvah. Shliach shalom kamaisai. That's a shayl exactly how to understand the Raman of extra chiddush that even a shliach can't do it. But that the bezin can't do it, that sounds like that's a mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah. We have on the other side the goyin and the machne Ephraim, but they say it's a prius chayiv. A prius chayiv, whoever pays the chayiv, it's paid. Once the chayiv is paid, that's the mitzvah pidyon aben. What's the problem? Pidyon aben means that you owe the goyin 5 shlom. Someone paid up the chayiv gevaldik. And then we have the discussion if it could work out schia, which sounds to me like this. Be'etzim, it's not the pshat, it's a mitzvah that you have to do, like the Levush calls it, like a mitzvah, like tefillin and tzitzis you have to do. Otherwise, schia wouldn't work for that. It's a chalais, it has to be done. But it doesn't sound like the saying, it's tam a priyas chayiv. If it's a priyas chayiv, you don't have to come on to schia. They're comparing it to like Torah Mishloel Shel Chaveira, that type of thing. It's a chalais that has to be done. So if you're not going to do the chalais, if it's a schus for you that the chalais is done, so the chalais can be done for you, meaning schia. So that's the shayla. Maybe you need a schus gomer, the Taz says. The Ksai says that you can't do this chalais because you're not being zeicha anything for the katan. It's zachen le adam, not zachen me adam. We discussed in the Kudus a Kesef and the Sivis' idea of being Zeicha the money to the Katan, and that's Zachem Le'adam, and then the male of the Kayin could take the money. Because you see, that a Kayin could be Typhus the money. But that's the Shaila of Sriya works. But that's how I see the three Shitas here. Is it a mitzvah, which there it's Bechlal not Shaykh to the Indian of Sriya? Is it a Prius Chayiv where they wouldn't need Sriya? Or is it a Chalais that has to be done by the By the Av or by the Ben, and that could be done also on his behalf, al tzedin schia. Now, on the etzim shayla, is it a chalois, or is it just a prius chayiv? So, the Gaon brings a raya that it's a prius chayiv, because he says, you see in Agamemnon, it's a shibud nechasim. When you owe money, it's a shibud nechasim. When you have to make a chalois, there's no shibud nechasim. So that's the raya that it's a chayiv. The chayiv, another good raya that it's a chayiv, is that the din is that you say, by a Safik Bechar, that Yamayitzim Chayel V'raya. By a Safik Pidyon Aben, you say, Yamayitzim Chayel V'raya. If it's you owe money, so it's a Safik if you owe money, Yamayitzim Chayel V'raya. You don't have to pay money, Yamayitzim Chayel V'raya. It's a Safik if you owe money. Mashenkin, if you have to do a Chalais Pidyon, and that's the mitzvah, so why wouldn't you say Safik D'Raya Sul L'Chumra? Even if a mitzvah costs money, you say safek deraisa l'chumra, you have to do the mitzvah. That's the chayy raya, that all it is, the mitzvah is just that you owe money. And therefore you say, amay tzimchel v'raya. Now Rabbi Chanan, in Kedushin and Daf Amvim and Beis, he shtal sechab, in Kaivet Shiurin, he says, if it's a chayiv, so what's the pshat in the Gemara there? The Gemara there says that really matana manas lahachzer would work by pigyon haben, but you're not allowed to do it because it's like kain amasiyeh beveis agranes. You're not allowed to do it because you're giving it to a kain because he agrees to give it back. You can't choose such a kain. It's like saying, I'll give tshuma to the kain that helps me with my crops. So chsaron in the matan is kuna. His elamai, it's not a priest chayv, it's a mitzvah. So a mitzvah, you have to give him. You can give him a manas la'achzer, matana la'achzer, shema matana. But if it's a priest chayv, how could you pay back your chayv with a matana manas la'achzer? But then he asks, if it's a mitzvah, so what's the pshat by a suffix, you say l'kula. By a mitzvah, suffix, you say l'chumra, and he blinds the tzarechian. But this kasha doesn't bother me too much. The Chaim D'Shleime asks also, he asks like this, he says, if it's a priest chayv, so why can't the kain be meichel? Let the kain just say, I'm meichel the chayiv. So here's a two rayas that it's not just a priyas chayiv. One is because if it's a priyas chayiv, let the kain be meichel. And the second, if it's a priyas chayiv, why would matana mislachzer work? So I think chadam etiretzis b'chaverta. The reason why it can't be meichel, Rav Shimon explains this in Shari Yeshe, Shari Hei Perichof Hei, that what's the difference if he's meichel? You don't owe it specifically to him. As long as there's still other kainim that want it, you're not yetzer. Mechila means a siluk schus. I'm misalik my schus to be today. The whole shevet kun has a schus to be today. How are they all going to be meichel? Maybe if they're all meichel, like by yish, you find in the Gemara, yish works by matnes by matnes ani and by lecha shichet and bayif. Everybody's miayish could be, but if one kain is meichel, that wouldn't work. That's why that's not a raya. And Mimele, now we can understand matana manas lahazir. Of course, if you owe money, you can't force the guy to take it back from a ton of maslahaksa. He could say, no, I don't agree to any conditions. Pay me my money unconditionally. And if he agrees, he stop can be meichel. But here, pigyon haben, here's you have the thing. He can't stop me meichel because everyone else will have this chus. But he could agree to the condition, and kumtais, he got paid, and he got paid in full. Matana maslahaksa, shma matana, he got the full five slum. Tnai mil sachriti, happens to be, has to give it back. So that's matana ma'asachzer shma matana. I gave him five slums. So I paid my chayiv. He agreed to a tnai. And echnami, I couldn't force any kain to agree to the tnai. And I'll owe the money until I pay a kain. And if no one agrees to the tnai, I'd have to give without a tnai. But if he agrees to the tnai, so then I was yetsa my payment, even though either way he wouldn't be able to keep the money. Because if he doesn't give it back, then stam, it never was his to begin with. And if he does give it back, then he gave it back. But it doesn't matter. If he does give it back, it's not any different than stam if he give it to a kayin and he happens to give it back. We have that was mekayim echiv. He can't be meichel, but if he gets it, he could give it back. Who would then he could agree to it tonight? Same thing of Shimon the Red Zeis with the Shavali. A kayin can't be meichel the five slum, but if you give him something worth less than five slum, the Gemara there says in Kedushin that he could say l'didi shavali five slum. To me, it's worth five slum. It can't be meichel the other part, but if it's taka worth him five slum, so that's a pirayin. Because for him, it's five slum. Even though avada, when you pay a chayiv, even if it's worth him five slum, he doesn't have to take it. Here, what's the kain doesn't have to take it? But if he agrees to take it for five slum, that's a full pirayin. But the Chaim D'Shleime brings a raya that it's more than the Pirayin Chayif in the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin Chav Tesem and Bey says, let's say somebody, he himself is a Bechar, his father was never paid him, and now he has a Bechar, so now he has two mitzvahs to do, he only has five slum. So the Gemara says he has to be paid himself first, because mitzvah de gufei adif. He has to be paid himself and not be paid his son, because mitzvah de gufei adif. If you're going to say it's Tam Achiv, it's Dami owes money, so what's the difference? If somebody happens to owe five slum for one cause, and five slum for another cause, he owes money. So, what's the difference? He pays for himself, he pays for his son, he owes 10 slum, he pays five slum. That mishnah is clear mashman that there's a chalais going on over here. He's paid to himself, he's paid to him son, so the shayla, if he paid himself, paid his son, mitzvah de gufei adif, he has to be paid himself first. That's the chem de shleim is raya. Rav Shimon Shkar brings a raya from the Gemara earlier, though. And Ben Masini, he's He's marchiv a little bit about it. Because the Gemara earlier, Amem Zayin Amid Beis, talks about a kohen who has a ben cholol. And there is a din pidyon on ben. Since the ben is a cholol, he married a ben gerusha. And his son's a cholol, his son's not a kohen, so there's a mitzvah pidyon on ben. But what if the kohen died? So the Gemara is mavur, if it was after 30 days, and the kohen died, so then the son doesn't have to give the money to the kohen, because since his father didn't have to give the money to the kohen, so a sina mekayach kavle matzis l'shtuy adina bad day. I'm coming from someone who you couldn't make the din. The Rishonim compare it to a case where you have a kohen that has tevel, and then he dies, and his grandson, who's a Yisrael, yashins him. So he's mafresh the truma, but he could keep the truma. Because just like the one who originally owned it didn't have to give it to a kohen because he was a kohen, here also a yashin that's schus, I don't have to give it to a kohen, I could keep it for myself. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says that the father was alive, the father would be mafresh it and take it for himself. So here also, he could be mafresh it and take it for himself. As Isaac the Rosh also mafurish, that he should be mafresh it and take it for himself. Effective Shem and Shkop, if you're going to say that Pidyon and Ben is only a Chayiv Mammon, all it is a Chayiv Mammon, so why would you have to be mafresh it? What would that mean? Obviously, if you're a Kain, you don't owe money to anyone. Because you owe it to yourself, so you don't owe it. That Gemara is the Chayim of Vur, that there's a Chalais Pidyon going on here. There's a Chalais Pidyon. So the pshat is, if a person's a Kain, but his son's a Yisrael, so he has a din of Pidyon and Ben, he's mafresh a five slum, it's chal the pinyon, and he can give it to himself. He doesn't have to give it to another kayin. He's himself as a kayin. So who within the son has to be mafresh a five slum to give it for himself because he yashins that schus from his father? Abafeksich the kasha. If you're going to say that, so how come by a suffix you don't do that? How come by a suffix b'char you're not mafresh the five slum and keep it for yourself? It says you're potter. It doesn't say you mafresh five slum and you keep it for yourself. Why by a suffix won't you do that? You have to make a chalais pidyon. Sam Shemeshkov says it's mistab by the way. The Torah calls it a pidyon. The Torah says tifta. It sounds like there's a chalais pidyon that's going on. But what's the pshat by suffix? Sam Shimon says a svara like this. He says, the Gemara says, it's a nafna nala, for mafish pidyon b'nai va'ovid chayiv b'chuyusoy. Because it says, yilacha b'day tifta. And Rashi explains, the pinion is only when yilacha, when the pinion gets to Aaron HaKayim, and it gets to the Kayim, then it's b'day tifta. So he says, the half minute without the pasuk is the afrasha with shaf the pinion. The pasuk's mechadish that the prius chayiv shafs the pinion. You need the prius chayiv in order to have the pinion. So Meili says, if there's a ptur in the chayiv, that's a ptur in the pinion. Avadin is a chayiv, but avadin is a mice opinion, and the prius chayiv is what makes the mice opinion. Hazakta, when there's a ptur in the chayiv, that would have had to make a ptur in the pinion. That's what as I state. But when the pshat is he's a kain and there is no chayiv, the pshat is the chayiv is to himself, that's not a ptur in the chayiv. That's the pshat, the chayiv is to himself. So there, the chayiv wasn't paid up. When the chayiv is paid up, so then avad is a skayim the pinion, because the chayiv is paid up. And when there's a din suffik mammon and meitzu chavarai is a ptur in the chayiv, that's also a ptur in the pinion. But here the pshat is there is no chayiv because the chayiv is to himself. So there the pinyon will be chal al yidei the afrasha, and who would then buy the chal? That would make the pinyon chal. You can't say that there's a ptur in the chayiv and a chayiv was paid because there is no chayiv, so that the pinyon would have to be chal al yidei the afrasha. That's a shtickle that he says. So let's go over the ikis sugya of a katan. We have the svar of the Divrei Chamudis, first of all, that he says the katan there's no chiyuv pidyon aben till he's the gadol, says b'chol not chayach pidyon aben. All the achreinim nema not that way, but that's the svar of the Divrei Chamudis. You have the svar of the Ramon the Levush that pidyon aben be yisayid is a mitzvah, and only the bechor or his father can be mekayim the mitzvah. No one else can mekayim the mitzvah for them. It's a mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah. They say even a shliach doesn't work. That's a bissel shver. Even if it's a mitzvah, you can send the shliach to do the mitzvah. Balakabanim, without the din of mina shlichus, you need the key of mitzvah from the Bechara's father, that's what you need. You have the discussion that pidyon aben is a chalois. It's a chalois pidyon, so maybe you could work through schia. It's Eidel Aderech. is Mayrach, he being Zosim Ralmi Pragel that way, the Kuruk al Tzchia. And the Shach is Maskim to him. And the Taz would also be Etzim be Maskim that a Kuruk al Tzchia. But he says, you need a Schuz Gomer. Here it's not a Schuz Gomer because maybe he wants to do it himself. And the Ksais is not bothered. How would you make a Chalais Pidyon al Dei Tzchia not being Zeich anything for him? And we talked about maybe you Zeich the money for him and Stam the Kayin could take it then. And then you have the sheet of the Gayin and the Machne Ephraim that it's a Purain Chayiv, so anyone could pay the Chayiv. And the Rai is that there's a Shibud, and the Rai is that a Safik is Potter. We also discuss other Raiyas as a Raya that it's a Chalais, because you see that if it's a Shail of Hu and Benai, who is Kayin, because Mitzvah the Gufay Adif, and also we had earlier that a Kayin who has a Ben Chal has to be Mafresh Vula Atzmai, sounds like there's a Chalais Pinyin, or a Mitzvah. Halacha l'maisa, the prevalent minig is to at least be chayshish for the Ramah and the Taz, and not to do the pidyon and ben on the katan until he becomes bar mitzvah. And now let's see the sugya said Gemara. The Mishnah said if the father died and the sons are still alive, and machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, Reb Meir says if they weren't chaylik yet, they do have to pay, but if they were chaylik, they're potter. And Reb Yehuda says even if they were chaylik, they're chayiv. And the Gemara is two mahalchim. How to understand the Machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, what case are they arguing in? Reb Yirmiyah says they're talking about the case where if the father died after Lamed Yom, so he was Mechuyiv, so then there'd be a Shibud Nechasim, and everyone's masking that even when the Chalku didn't have to pay, because the father's Nechasim, I'm a Shubud to the Pidyon HaBen, he was Mechuyiv, because the Mimono Shach one name is a Bechar, and they would have to pay up his Shibud. But we're talking about he died Teich Shleishim, so the Shaila is about the son's Chiyiv. And there, the reason why Reb Meir says you have to pay before they were chaylik, he compares it to Shnei Yosef and Shimon, Shaya Bir Achas, and it was a shtar on one of them. One of them owe you money, you don't know who owes you the money. If they own a field with Shuzvis, you could be gaiva from the field, because the field is definitely partially owned by somebody who owes you money, even though you don't know which one. But since it's owned partially by someone who owes you money, so you could take the money and say, I'm taking the chaluk of the one who actually owes me the money. And Reb Yehuda holds even chalku. Why? Because he holds the achim shechalku lekuchas hein, that then when they're chaluk, it's like they bought from each other. And he holds that mulva ksuva b'terik ksuva b'shtar dami, so mele blames the shibud. So he compares it to the case of Shnei Yosef and Shimon bir achas, that one of them bought a field from another one, and now a shtar comes, and he goes to the one who bought the field, and he says, Mimanavshach, if you were the one who borrowed money from me, so I can zuch take your field. And if you're not the one who borrowed for money from me, so come there's the other guy who borrowed money from me. So then you bought the field was Meshubit, you bought the field that was Meshubit, I could take an Al Sashibut. That's Reb Yirmiyah's pshat. And Reb Meir holds that Milvek Suvatar Lam Suv Vishtar Dami or Achim Shkolko are not Lukuchais. So Kozman, they hold the field together, so they should for him, so I could take the other one's chaylik, but once they split it, so each one I take it from, he says, I'm not the Bechar, and if he's not the Bechar, the chaluka is not meshubid to the kayin. That was Reb Yirmiyah's pshat. And Rava, both in the first lashon, the Gemara discusses Reb Meir, in the second lashon, the Gemara discusses Reb Yehuda, Rava argues that since each one individually is not mechuyiv, like in the case of Shnei Yosef and Shimon Beir Achas, and have a sod the b'shutfis, but you can't be gaiver from them personally, because each one could say, I don't owe you the money. So now you want to be gaiver from the nechasim. The nechasim are just, they're just an arev. And since you can't be gaiver from each one individually, there's no leiva, like a arev. You can't be tevei from the arev, but makim, you have no tefiyah on the leiva. And the same thing when a Yosef and Shimon bought the field from the other Yosef and Shimon. So if I'm not the leiva, so he can't be Teve to Sheba, because since he can't be Teve of the other guy, because he could say that he's not the Leiva, I'm the Leiva. So he can't be Teve either of them individually. He can't be Teve of the field, because if it's like a Leiva, like a Arev, there is no Sheba when there's no Leiva. That's the Sugya Sagamar. And that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Mem Tes Sif Yud, that two Yosef and Shimons that own a field together, or when one Yosef and Shimon bought a field from the other Yosef and Shimon, there's a shtar and Yosef and Shimon don't know which one. He can't be gaiva which the field they own b'shutvis. He can't be goyver from the field that one bought from the other because of leka leiva leka arev. So there's a kashan achreinim ask. It was asked by the Veshava Kayan from Rabbi Fall Hamburger. And the Tumim and the Ksais and the Sivas and Simon Tes deal with this kasha, which is that the Ramah and the Beis Yosef and Simon Kufchav Tes, they paskin like this. What's the din if someone's an Arev and the Leiva denies the loan and the Malva doesn't have an Edom, doesn't have a Raya that there was a loan, but the Arev knows there was a loan. So the Malva comes to the Arev and says, I want you to pay the loan. I can't collect it from the Leiva because he's denying the loan. He's saying it never happened. So the Ramah paskins you could collect from the Arev. If the Arev knows it happens, even though the Leiva is denying it, he's saying it never happened, but the Arev knows it really did happen. So Mamela, he's an Arev, he has to pay back the loan. And the Svara Lechari is, because the Leiva really is Mechuyiv to pay. It's not like he's not Mechuyiv to pay. He's not Potter. He's lying. Bezdin can't be Mechayivim because Bezdin doesn't know that he's Mechuyiv. So Mamela, but he is Mechuyiv. It's just Bezdin doesn't know he's Mechuyiv, so Bezdin can't be Mechayivim. He can't prove that he's Mechuyiv. But the Arev knows he's Mechuyiv. The Arev's mind is Mechuyiv. So Kum Dais, that's not cool that the Leiva is not Mechuyiv. That's cool that you can't get the money from the Leiva. Like if the Leiva would have no money, or the Leiva would go out of town, or if the Leiva would be a real strong guy and refuse to pay B'Shemayfin, then you could go to the Arev. So here also, the Leiva denying the loan is the same thing. There's a technical reason why you can't be gave it alone. But that's not called that the Leiva is not Mechuyiv. He is Mechuyiv, he's just lying. That's the psak of the Ramah. Fact of Vishav HaKayin, this Gemara says Mefurish not that way. This Gemara's case is Shnei Yosef and Shimon. One of them borrowed the money, and you don't know who. So Mela, you can't collect from either one of them individually because they could say the other one borrowed the money. But from the Nechasim, Mimanavshach, let's say they own it B'Shutfis, or one bought it from the other. So Mimanavshach, either one of them is a Leiva, it's enough to make the Nechasim a Shubid. And we're saying, since you can't collect it from the Leiva, you can't go after the Arev. Now, in this case, whoever Kameh Shmaya Galia is the Leiva, he's lying. He really does owe the money. He's just lying. And the Ramah is saying that if Kameh Shmaya Galia, someone's a Leiva, and he's lying, and we have no evidence against him, we have no Edom against him, we have no Raya that he's Chayiv, but let's say the Arev himself would know that he's Chayiv, so that's called that the Leiva is really Chayiv, and now the Arev, and he's just not paying, and now the Arev has to pay. So here also, whoever Kameh Shmaya Galia is, whichever Yosef and Shimon borrowed, he's just lying. He does owe the money. So male, the field should be Meshubid. L'chayr, you see from this Gemara, that as long as L'maisa, you can't be Teveim and Din, you can't win a Din Tair against him, that's called Leka Leiva, and the male, there is no Arev. Even if the Arev is Maskim, that he's lying, but the Arev is not Neman against him. So L'maisa, a Din Tair, you lose. And that's called Leka Leiva, Leka Arev. Even though you lost because he's lying, you lost Shalaika Din. L'chayr is Mefur, is that way in that Gemara? Azai Dr. V'Shavakai, and he wants to argue on the Ramah, and the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Chav Tes. Now the Tumim in Simen Tes says he has a teretz. Because when the Arev says that he knows the Leiva borrowed the money, it's still not the Shtar, still doesn't say anything. So in the case of a regular Leiva and an Arev, we don't need a Shtar. As long as he's an Arev, he's an Arev. He could be, he's Meshubah without a Shtar. By Milval Peh, there's also a Shibud of an Arev. Someone lends somebody money, and someone says, I'm an Arev on this money, he's Meshubit without a Shtar. So the Avada, the Ramah is right, L'maisa, the Leiva is Mechuyiv, you can't say he's not Mechuyiv, you can't be Meitzin and Din, because he's lying, and you don't have a Raya connected it, but he is Mechuyiv, the Arev knows he's Mechuyiv, he'll have to pay. But here, you need Shibud Nechasim. Shibud Nechasim is only with a Shtar. Without a Shtar, there's no Shibud Nechasim. Now the Shtar doesn't say which Yosef ben Shimon is the Leiva. Now we have a Mimanavshach. We have a Mimanavshach. Either one who's a Leiva, it should make a Shibud Nechasim. But the Shtar doesn't say which one's a Leiva. So Mel, that can't make Shibud Nechasim. You don't have a Shtar. So Mel, the Tumim Mikayach, this Svarah, wants to argue on the Shach. Because the Shulchan Aruch brings the two cases of Agamar. The case of Agamara where two Yosef and Shimon have a field with Shutfis, and he can't collect from the field even though Mimanav Shach, someone who owes you money, owns the field. And the case where one Yosef and Shimon bought a field from the other Yosef and Shimon, the second case, the Gemara in Amud Beis, where there Mimanav Shach, either you owed me money or you bought a field that's Meshubid, because the other one owes me money. Hazak the Tumim, in those cases, you can only collect the Sheba with the Shtar. And the Shtar doesn't say which one owes you the money. So Mimela, that's why there's no Sheba in the Chasim. But the Shach extends the case, even when, let's say, you have a Yosef and Shimon that's an Ariv to the other Yosef and Shimon. And the Shtar says, Yosef and Shimon borrowed money, or Edom say, and the other Yosef and Shimon was an Ariv. Let's say the Shtar, we don't know which one is the Leiva, which one's the Ariv. So you go to the Ariv and you say, listen, if you're the Leiva, you pay me up. If you're the Ariv, the Leiva happens not to have any money, so also pay me up. So in that case, also Zak the Shach, the same thing. But since you can't collect from the Leiva, Mitzad Leiva, each one is Pater. So like a Leiva, like a Ariv. And he says, who would in a case where Yosef and Shimon is a Yerush of Yosef and Shimon? Let's say he's a nephew. There's a Shtar saying Yosef and Shimon owes money. And there was a uncle called Yosef ben Shimon who didn't have children. And his nephew was Yashin him. He's also Yosef ben Shimon. We don't know which Yosef ben Shimon was a Leiva. So the guy says, Mimanav Shach. If you borrowed money, pay me back. If you didn't, that means your uncle borrowed money. And you own your uncle's Nechasim. So Mimela, you have to pay me from the Yerusha. So the Shach says, in that case, also I could say no. Like a Leiva, like a Arev, there's no Sheba in Nechasim. In fact, the Tumim, in those cases, even a milva bal peh is gaiva. A milva bal peh is gaiva from an Arif. A milva bal peh is gaiva from a Yerush. So in that case, Aktatum Mavada, he would be able to get a Mimanav Shach. Because he can't say like a loiva. Because the Arif says it wasn't me. Or the Yerush says it wasn't me. So it wasn't you. It had to be someone. There's a shtar saying it was someone. Elamai, you say it wasn't you. So that means you're saying it was him. If you know it was him, so then, you are mechuyev al tzarev. That's what the Ramah says in Kuf Chav Tes. If the Leiva says, I never borrowed any money, but the Arif says you did, and you're lying, he does have to pay. So who had them by two Yosef and Shimon, one's an Arif and the other, or a Yosef and Shimon that's a Yerush, he would have to pay. It's only in a case where we have to come on to a Sheba Nechasim, that they own a field with Shutfis, so one bought the field from the other. In that case, the Sheba Nechasim needs a Shtar, and the Shtar doesn't work. Natayna de Veshava Kayin on the Shach and on the Tumim. If you're going to say the problem with this Gemara here is that the Shtar doesn't work, it's not considered a Shtar because it doesn't say which Yosef and Shimon owes the money. So the Shtar doesn't work for either one of them. So what's the Gemara's dimyan to the case of Bechar? The Gemara brings in the Yosef and Shimon from the case of Bechar. The case of Bechar, we don't need any Shtar. We're going with the side of Milvah Ksuv B'Tayr Ksuv B'Shtar Dami. We're going on the tzad that the Sheba and the Chasim would work. And Avirimiyah says, since you see, we don't know which one is the Bechar, either one alone would be Pater, Al Tzafik, but since the Iman of Shech, one of them is a Bechar, we could take from the field they own B'Shutfis. And who would then Rabbi Yehuda? Since the Iman of Shech, either you're the Bechar, or you bought your field from the Bechar. So either you owe the money, or the field is Meshub, and we could take it Iman of Shech. And there he understood that if there's a Shtar and one Yosef and Shimon, so the two Yosef and Shimons own the field B'Shutfis, or one Yosef and Shimon bought the one from the other, he could take it. And Rav had one tain on him, that since there's no Leiva, you can't collect from the Leiva, because each Leiva could be Matcha, you can't collect from the Sheba and the Chasim, who's the Arev, because like a Leiva, like a Arev. But it's two different problems. Over here, the Taka Potter. They don't know that they're Chayiv, they don't know they're a Bechar, there's a Din, a Safik is Potter. Each one's a Safik, they're not lying. They have no idea. And here there's no problem with the shtar. You don't need a shtar. Milvak subatayik suvim b'shtar dami. But the problem is he's taka pater. By the case of two Yosef and Shimons, the one who's chayiv is lying. He's taka chayiv. And the Arev, if the Arev would know that he's lying, even though you can't be gaivim from Bezdin, but since the only reason why he can't be gaivim from Bezdin is because he's lying, so that means he is mechayiv. He's just lying. So now Mimanav Shach, either you're Mechuyiv, or the other guy is Mechuyiv and he's lying. So what are you going to tell me? But it's not in the Shtar. That's a completely different Taina. The Gemara is Medamina two things together. Rav has one Taina for both of them. How is what the Tumim saying? How does it stem with the Gemara v'chlal? That's fact of a Shavakayin. The Nesivus also asks this kasha on the Tumim, but I don't see why the kasha is more meyusha l'fid Nesivus is mahalach v'en kamakum maharich. But that's the kasha. I think the teretz is like this. I think the teretz is the yisoid of machlokes Rav Yirmi and Rava is not the pshat Rav Yirmi didn't hold of the yisoid that when the leiva is potter, you still could collect from the sheba and the chasim. It's not where Rav Yirmi held. Not that Rav Yirmi didn't hold of the yisoid of leka leiva leka arev. But Rav Yirmi held that when you have a mimon of shecha v'chiv, that's called that you have a leiva. Even though each individual one you can collect from. But since mimon of shecha, I know there's a chiv here, so that's called an arev. I could collect from an arev, else mimon of shecha, even if I can't collect from the visual leiva, that's not called leka leiva leka arev. So by Bechar, each one individually is part of misafik. But since mimon of shech, either you're the Bechar, or the field is meshubit either way, if either one of you are chayiv, then the field is meshubit. So that's cool that there is a leiva. Because mimon of shech, I know there's a leiva that has this shibut, even though I don't know who the leiva is, and going individually to each one, it won't work. So if you go with that lumdus by Bechar, so by Yosef and Shimon, that means you have a shtar also. Because I have a shtar on a Yosef ben Shimon, I just don't know which one. So as long as having a shtar that there is a Yosef ben Shimon that's chayiv would say miman of shuch, I have a shimon here, so I have a shtar for that too. The only reason why I don't have a shtar is because you hold like Rava. That doesn't work that way. I need to establish a chayiv on the leiva, not the teres miman of shuch, on each individual leiva. So then, on that, the Tumim says a story, even though I established the chiyuv on this loiva, because miman of shech, one of them borrowed, and the pshat is, he's lying, but that's klapi shmaya galia, there is a chiyuv, he's just lying. But the shtar can't pin any individual loiva by itself. So let's say, it's easier to hear this in the case where he bought the field. Let's say he bought the field. So what are you tining? But since he says he's not the leiva, he bought the field from the other Yosef and Shimon, but he says, I'm not the leiva. So Kuntas, you're saying the other guy is the leiva, so Eberzeh, the field is Meshubit. Yeah. I'm saying that I'm not the leiva, so Eberzeh, he's the leiva, so Mel, this field is Meshubit. But the shtar doesn't say which Yosef and Shimon it is. That's why it's a Milvah Balpeh. But that's all with Rav's Svara that you deal with each one individually. But if Yirmiyah held, you can make him Iman of Shech, the shtar also says that there is a Yosef and Shimon that's chayiv, and that, according to Ravim, is good enough to say that it's called the leiva. That's my story to Miyashiv, the Tumim, with our sugya. Nixayis and Nesivas, also Memtes, speak about it. Ve'en kamakum laharich. I just want to say one more nekud in the sugya, that the Tumim bleib shver in the shach. The shach extends the story even to a case where you have a shtar on a Yosef and Shimon, and a Yosef and Shimon is an arev, and even in that case, you say, like a leiva, like a arev. Well, when the Yosef and Shimon is a Yerush to the other Yosef and Shimon, you also say, like a leiva, like a arev. So, fact the Tumim, no, the arev knows that the other one's a leiva, because he says, since I'm not the leiva, obviously the other one has to be the leiva. And the other one's lying. And the other Ramah says, in Simon Kuf Chav Tes, then in that case, the arev would be chayiv. So, Reb Shimon Shkof and Shari Yeshe, Shari Hesim and Yud, says the Gevaldi Geteritz. He says, if the arev knows that the leiva really borrowed the money, that means that the arev understands the leiva is chayiv, and that's not called leka leiva. But if the pshat is the arev doesn't know anything, there's a shtar that says the Yosef and Shimon is chayiv, and the arev says, but it's not me. So he's saying, well, the Edom didn't lie. You can't now let us say the Edom lied. So Kuntas, we know it was one person. You say it's not you. That means it's Yena. So Reb Shimon, we don't have to trust Edom. Only when Edom come to Bezin, Edom have a koyach to be mechayev. When Edom have a koyach to be mechayev, so then you can't say the Edom lie. Either have the Edom are mechayev, we never want the Edom to be in Gansin Emes. But if the Edom have no takeif in Bezin Bechlal, because they don't know, the shtar doesn't know what Yosef and Shimon it is. Elam, I ain't going to say, but the Edom are saying there is a Yosef and Shimon. I'm saying it's not me, but hechich, it's the other person. But since Lamaisi have no Edom against the other person, because when you bring the shtar to Bezin, he could always say, it's not me, it's the other guy. So come this, there is no Edom. I ever say there is no Edom, so I don't know that he did it. Once you don't have Edom that can mechayev and bezin, that's not cool that you know that there is a Yosef and Shimon that did it. So if it could be mechayev iman of shuch savaita, you have Edom that there was a Yosef and Shimon, and you mechayev iman of shuch. But that doesn't work according to Rava. Rava says you have to mechayev the individual. So you're saying there's a das bel din that he was leiva. There's not. There's a das bel din that this shtar is not me. So if the shtar is not me, it would have to be him. But the shtar doesn't say that it's him. We don't know who the shtar is. You have no kayach edus and bezdim bechlal. Once you have no kayach and edus bezdim bechlal, it's not called I'm being made that it was him. My edah is not going to give you a kayach of edus bechlal. So, as far as I'm concerned, maybe the edim are lying. When edim are in bezdim to be mechayiv someone, you have a shtar that you know is being mechayiv someone, you're not going to say it's lying. This shtar is worthless. The shtar doesn't say which Yosef and Shimon. So if Miman of Shuch would work like Rav Yirmiyah, then the shtar is very valuable. The shtar says that the Arev is definitely Chayiv, because he's one of two things. Either he's a Leiv or an Arev. So either way, he's Chayiv. But once you say no, you have to be Mechayiv the Leiv. But Tainah is, but the Arev knows the Leiv is Chayiv. The Arev doesn't know the Leiv is Chayiv. The Arev just knows he's Potter. The Arev doesn't know if the shtar is Emes or not. That's not called the Haidah that the Leiv is Chayiv. You don't have Edus and Bez and you have nothing. I was like, Yavshim and Aglat this far. So what's come to the sugya? How's the sugya coming out? If Gemara Lechor is going like Rav and saying like this, anytime the father died, Teich Shleishim Yoim, so because the father was never Nischayiv, he can't be Mechayiv the sons, because each one's a Safik Bechor, and the male of the Nechasim will definitely not be Meshubit, that's what Rav says, like a Leiva like Arif. But if the father died after Shleishim Yoim, so Rav has a whole pshat, with Reb Meir, with Reb Yehuda, with the Shaila of Milva, if it's Gaiva Menalakuchis, and if it's Chamish V'Chatzi Chamish, like the whole Gemara. But that's all in Reb Meir. And Reb Yehuda, L'Chari, the Vart is, the Nechasim HaMeshubit, and the Meili, Gaiva from the Nechasim, the Shebet Nechasim. So that voice comes in Halacha L'Maisel like this. If someone has twins, he doesn't know which one's the Bechar. If he dies, Teich Shleishim Pater, because he was never Nischayev, and each of the sons can't be Nischayev, they're only a Safik Bechar. If he dies, Achar Shleishim, so he gave it a five Slohim from the Nechasim. And that's how the Torah paskins. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam, in Hilchos Bikurim, Perigin Aleph, Halacha Chaf, he paskins that if the father dies, Bein B'teich Shleishim, Bein Achar Shleishim, Bein Shalei Cholku, Bein Shecholku, so he gave it the five Slohim from the Nechasim. So the Chayyur is a plea. What's pshat in the Rambam? As I affect the Torah, what's pshat in the Rambam? But the father died, Teich Shleishim, he gave from the Chasim. The father was never Nischayiv. That's the Shvei Rambam in the Sukkim. So the two Mahalchim, there's the Mahalch of the Kesef Mishnah and the Gayin, that say like this. They say that the Gemara has two Lashonis. One Lashon had that whole Shakel Vitaria that asked the question, when did the father die? If he died, Ma'achar Shleishim, so why are they potter? It's Meshubit. Elamai died Teich Shleishim, so what's the chilek if it's Cholku or Loi Cholku? Just like by Cholku, each one could say, I'm potter, go to the other one. So by Loi Cholku, say the same thing. But the Gemara's kasha was Dafkin Reb Meir. In the second Lashon, the Gemara asked in Reb Yehuda, that if he died after Shleishim, so why do Meir say that you're potter? Why shouldn't be Chayiv? Elamai died Teich Shleishim, so why does Reb Yehuda say Yechayev? Each one can be Madcha. In Zog the Kass of Mishnah, the first Lashon only asked Reb Meir. Didn't ask Reb Yehuda. Didn't ask the Kasha if it's talking about Teich Shleishim, my time in Reb Yehuda. We understood Reb Yehuda. Just Reb Meir that said, by Teich Shleishim, by Cholku, they're Potter. So how come by Lei Cholku, why would they also be Potter? For Reb Yehuda that says that the Chayev in both cases, we had no Shverkat. And the second Lashon we had Shvei and Reb Yehuda also. Why are you Chayiv by Teich Shleishim? Why should you be Chayiv? There was never a Shibut. Hazak the Kass and Mishnah, the guy in the Rambam's passing like the first Lashon. And according to the first Lashon, it was only Shvei and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, if you can, is that sign in the Mishnah, Teich Shleishim, that by Cholku, that Potter, by Lei Cholku also they should be Potter. But Reb Yehuda says the Chayiv, that's not Shvei. You could say the Chayiv even by Teich Shleishim. And that's how we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, and mainly Yechayiv even by Teich Shleishim. Now the Torah passes like the second Lashon, that even Rabbi Yehuda did Shver, the Gemara had Stam Shver, that you can't be Chayiv Teich Shleishim. So the Tumim in Simenem Tes asks a kasha, but what's the pshat? Teich Shleishim, he's not chayiv. If you try to be paid the Teich Shleishim, it doesn't work. You're not chayiv in Pidyon HaBen. How could there be a sheep in the Chosim if you're not chayiv Teich Shleishim? So Rabbi Chanan Nekayvich Yurim in Bava Basra and Daf Kuf Chavdal Nemebeis Oishim Pei Aleph, he says that for sheep in the Chosim, you don't need a chayiv v'payil. A sibas a chayiv is also good. As I state in the Ein Yantif and Simen Kuf, they both shtel it too. The Rambam Shita is that if someone borrows a para and dies, and then the para is nenas after he dies, you could be gave it from the Shibud Nechasim. You could be gave it from his Nechasim from the Yarshim. And the Shaila is the Rambam holds that the Chiv of Einsim is only B'shasta Einis. The Chiv is not Chal B'shasta She'ela. It's a Sugi and Eila Naris. But that's how the Rambam, that's what the Sugi comes out. That Shaila is Chayiv Mishas Einsim. He's not Chayiv Mishas She'ela. So why does the Rambam say that you could be gave it from the Shibud Nechasim? If the Einis didn't happen when he was alive, he was never chayiv. Hazak Yob Hanan, it's like, let's say someone throws a chetz and he dies before the chetz was mazik. Of course he could be going from the Sheba Nechasim. Because you have the Sibas Achiv. Once you have the Sibas Achiv, the Nechasim can be meshuvah to the Sibas Achiv. So here also, even though the Chiv of Payel is by the Einis by Sheila, but the Sibas Achiv is Meshash Sheila. So Vilzei Zagin, that who I didn't hear, the Rambam holds the Shleishim Yayim is when the Chiv is Bepayel. But the Sibis Achiv is like by the Leida. You have a Leida's Bechayel, there's already a Sibis Achiv. That alone could shaf a Shibud Nechasim. And Bitzel Panovich, Nezecha Yitzchak, Simon Laman Hay, he wants to tell Suda, maybe it's a Machlekes of Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, there's a Machlekes if 30 days is to take it out of a Suffolk Nafel, or if it's already not a Suffolk Nafel already, that according to the Chacham, it's not a Suffolk Nafel. So the 30 days is Xeris HaKasiv. So Mel is no Chiv till the 30 days. Mashenken according to Shimon Gamliel, it's a Suffolk Nafel to 30 days. So the Pshat is once you see it live 30 days, it becomes Ice Nafel. So Mel Lemafreya, it's Chayiv Vishas Leida. But Kubi also means a Sibis Achiv. Al Kabanim, that's the Yisayin. That even though the Gemara says that Teich Lamed, there's no Sheba Nechasim, and that Lishna Kamedim only said in Rameya, because Rameya said that by Cholku you potter, Sikasha is, so what about Leicholku? Obviously there's no Sheba Nechasim, so what about Leicholku? But in Rabbi Yehuda, you could say there's a Sheba Nechasim even Teich Lamed Yehim. What's the Pshad? There's a Sheba Nechasim without a Chiyiv? The Achrayim is saying, because you have a Sheba Sechiyiv. That's the Malach and the Kess of Mishnah and the Gaim. The other mahalach is the Marid al-Ghazi says another mahalach, and the Tumim also said the same mahalach in Sim Mem Tes, that Avadin is no Sheba Teich Lamed, but the reason why the Rambam holds Yechayiv is because the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yirmiyah. And that explains the Gevaldig HaShmata. The Rambam never brings down this halacha that by Shnei Yosef and Shimon that's Kaina Asada B'Shutvis, or Shnei Yosef and Shimon, one buys a field from the other, that Rav is Yisayid of Lech Alei V'Lech Arev, the Rambam's mashmanit. The Teretz says the Rambam's passion like Rabbi Yirmiyah. So when the Rambam says that Yechayiv by Teich Shleishim, he doesn't mean mitzad the father's chiyiv. He means mitzad the Bechar's chiyiv, you could collect from the Nechasim, out to be manavshach, either you're a Bechar, one of them is a Bechar, so that other one, you could collect from, because Acham Shechol Kulukuchais, and Milvash Kasim Teich Suv B'Shtar Dami, and merely collect mitzad the Shibut. They both say that it's totally how you learn the lumdus of Shibud. Rav is saying the lumdus of Shibud is Arvus. So may there be a din of Lech Alei V'Lech Arv. But Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that the lumdus of Shibud is a Kenyan. A Shibud Be'etzim is a Kenyan. So may you wouldn't say the story of Lech Alei V'Lech Arv by Shibud. Maybe because the Rambam passing Shibud Adaraisa, whatever the story is, but the Rambam passing is like Rabbi Yirmiyah. And you see, it's mashma the din that two Yosef and Shimon that buys a field b'shutfis, or two Yosef and Shimon one bought from the other. You see, it's mashma that din. Vayisitz hozer grabim yasomel teich shleishim is not mitzad the shibud of the father's chiyuv, but it's a shibud of each other's chiyuv. That's the second mahalach in the Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.